Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Believers count on a life beyond this life. Meanwhile, we live to bring glory to God. Whether our days are many or few, all of us will die. Today, the how and why of living in such a way that when life is over, God receives glory. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Now, Erwin Lutzer comes to talk with us about God's glory in our death.
Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. I hope that you are praying as I've instructed you to. A few of you have told me that you have. Before you get out of bed in the morning, you should pray and say, Lord, glorify yourself in my life today and do it at my expense. Today's topic is how to die to the glory of God. It was Samuel Johnson, that great poet and playwright, who said that nothing focuses the mind like the knowledge that one is to be hanged in a fortnight. You can imagine, of course, that if you were told you were to be hung, your mind would be very focused, very specifically focused on that moment. It's interesting that Saddam Hussein, that great cruel dictator who killed so many people, before he was hung, he trembled, and well, he might. C.S. Lewis said that when we see God after death, at the end, he says, that face, which is the delight or the terror of the universe, must be turned upon each one of us with one expression or the other, either conferring glory inexpressible or inflicting shame that can never be cured or disguised. I think that Saddam Hussein knew where he was going. But Christians die differently. Cyprian in the 3rd century said that if it were not for the plagues, Christianity would never conquered northern Europe, or I should say northern Africa and parts of Europe. He said the plagues were a great blessing because it gave the pagans an opportunity to show that Christians die differently. They have hope. The pagans said of the Christians that they carried their dead as if in triumph. There was something very triumphal about their death because the Christians knew that they would be reunited again. It's interesting that in John chapter 21, and I'll not ask you to turn to it, but to simply remind you of it, in verse 18, Jesus is speaking to Peter, and he says these words. He says, when you were young, you went wherever you wanted to. You put on clothes, and you did what you wanted to. But when you are old, others will clothe you, and they will stretch out your hands and take you where you don't want to go. And then John adds, and this he said, indicating by what death he was to glorify God. That expression, to stretch out your hands, was used in the New Testament times to refer to crucifixion. And it is said that Peter, when he died, did not believe that he was worthy to be crucified like Christ, so requested that he be crucified upside down. And his hands were stretched, and in dying, he gave glory to God. But the question before us is, how does that happen? Do we have some role models and more specific instruction of how to die for the glory of God? My text today is Philippians chapter 1, and what I'd like us to do is to see the three ways in which, in facing death, when we face death, how we can give glory to God, and the text there is open before you. And the first way that we can give glory to God when facing death is we affirm the true worth of Jesus Christ, the worth of Jesus Christ. Paul says in verse 21 very clearly, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And what he says later is that to die is much better. When facing death, the Christian says, I so value being with Christ. Even though he's with us now in spirit, I so value being in his presence that actually death to me is gain. We always think of death being as a loss. It says, no, it's gain. Death is more important than my relationship with my wife, my grandchildren, all of my friends, my relatives. God taking me to heaven is gain, and Christians should approach death that way. What a remarkable statement. For a moment, I want you to think about what it would be like if you were to take that word Christ and substitute something else in it. How would it read? For me to live is money, and to die, oh, I lose it all. For me to live is fame, and to die is to be soon forgotten. For me to live is pleasure, but to die means the end of the pleasure and simply reaping what I have sown. What an amazing statement of the Christian life. For me to live is Christ. Death is gain. It takes me into his presence. When you're at a funeral of a Christian and you cry, and well you might, and grieve, don't ever think that you are grieving for them. You're grieving for yourself, which is perfectly fine. But they are with Christ. And if they had the opportunity of returning, if Jesus gave them that option, no matter how much they love you, they would never want to return because they have seen Christ and they've gained. It's not a loss, it's a gain. So that's one way in which when we face death, we really do honor the Lord and we can die for his glory. A second way is we not only trust the fact that Jesus Christ is valuable and death is gain, but also we trust the timing of Christ. Or I could change that to say that we trust the sovereignty of Christ. Notice Paul says, he says, I'd love to die and to be with Christ because that's gain. It's far better. But then he says, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. What he's saying is that God has a purpose for me that isn't finished. And ultimately, my times are in God's hands. And they are. Now, if you ask me the question why it is that some people live longer, why is it that my mother, who's 101, to whom I spoke yesterday, and her mind is very clear, why is it that she lives to 101 and wants to die and be with Jesus and has so for many years? And yet here's a young mother who dies of cancer at the age of 35 with 3 or 4 children. If you ask those kinds of questions, we cannot answer. We can't pry into the counsels of the Almighty. We can't say to ourselves that we read God's diary to understand his plan and why some people live longer than others. As a matter of fact, you may ask the question, but can we prolong our life? I know that there's a magazine entitled Life Extension. And there is a point at which we as humans and the divine purposes coincide in ways that I could discuss in more detail, but not today. But there are ways that we can understand that. But at the end of the day, our times are in God's hands. You remember that old joke, I forget exactly how it went, but where a man arrived in heaven and saw its beauty and then said to his wife, who was already there, just to think, I could have been here 5 years earlier if you wouldn't have forced me to eat all of that oat bran. The fact is that there is a convergence of what we do and God's purposes, but our times are in God's hands. It's not only how long we live, but how we die, that's in God's hands too. And there are many ways to die. Death is so creative. There is martyrdom, and we have plenty of examples of that. There's cancer, there's accidents, there's murder. I remember a woman telling me that her husband was murdered. And she was a believer, and he was too. And all that she could see in her grief, and of course, the fact that she grieved was good, though there is such a thing as good grief, but there's also bad grief. But all that she could see in this was evil and the devil. I said to her, your husband, I believe, died at a time appointed by God. She said, how could God have anything to do with this? And then I pointed out that Jesus Christ died at God's appointed time, and he was brutally murdered, and he died at the right time. She said, you know, I never saw that before. She said, maybe I can accept this as part of the will and the purpose of God. How do we glorify God in our death? First of all, we show the value of Christ. Secondly, we recognize the sovereignty of Christ, that all the demons of hell and wicked men cannot end our lives if God thinks that there's still work for us to do. And so we trust Christ when it comes to this interesting issue called death. There's a third way, and that is not only his value and the timing or the sovereignty, but we witness to Christ. We witness to Christ. And I'd like to spend a bit of time on this and give you three different ways in which believers can witness to Christ in the whole business of what we call death. How can we do it? First of all, by the way in which we accept death.
My friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. I'm so glad that you have joined us today for Running to Win. After all, what could be more important than learning that we can glorify God even in our death? The Apostle Paul did it, and he is really a model for the rest of us as well. At the same time, I can't help but think that I'm speaking to someone today, and you've been told that you have terminal cancer. Could I encourage you to listen to this message again, and you'll have an opportunity to do that if you go to our website. But at the same time, I want you to know that God is with you there. No matter your fears, no matter your misgiving, if you're a believer today, Christ for you will be gain. And the point that I want to emphasize is that Jesus should be of more value to us than even our family and leaving our friends behind. Easier said than done, most assuredly. But at the same time, there is the promise. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If you say to yourself, how can I do this? First of all, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Secondly, what you need to do is to pray that God will indeed birth that faith in your heart. There may be times of darkness, but you need the confidence that God is walking with you through this experience. Our website, by the way, so that you can receive these messages, is offerrtw.com. Let me give that to you again. offerrtw.com. In this way, you'll be able to be blessed again. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer has begun God's Glory in Our Death, his eighth message on Nothing Else Matters, how the glory of God gives meaning to all of life. Next time, more ways to glorify God as we die. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.